This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is an encore presentation.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on Earth. That's Radio Law Talk. It's April 22nd, 2023. Thank you for being here. We love having you. I'm here with my co-host, Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Been around for over 6 years we've been doing this. Six years. This is awesome.
I'm still handing out cards, too.
Oh, that's crazy. I can't believe it's been 6 years. I know. We're going to talk about some samurai sword college student. We're going to talk about why L.A. school district is getting sued. We're going to talk about a 13-year post-murder trial that's just bizarre and interesting. Because it's bizarre that we use words as attorneys. This is bizarre and interesting murder. You know, to us, in the legal community, it's just, this is what we do. And for us, it's almost like a brain tweezer. Sometimes people like to do those, a brain twister, as they call them. You know, just do those little fun, games. And that's, for us, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I think it's our way of being creative with what we do,
right,
which is normally sometimes boring, the law, right?
Right?
This is our way of being creative with the law.
And we're not boring, Denise, with Radio Law Talk. We make it fun and
exactly,
interesting.
Exactly. That's the point.
What happens, Denise, when you allow to have a party with underage youth and you serve and or allow alcohol? We're going to tell you what happens.
Or more.
Yeah, there might be other things going on that you know about. And by the way, Fred Penny has had lawsuits and brought cases like this before as a personal injury lawyer. What happens at those events? Look, we're going to talk about a deadly limo crash. I didn't want to get into details of it, but this is one of the deadliest limo crashes, and whether or not there's prosecution of the limo driver, we're going to go into that. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, general topics of law is all we're talking about. Seek counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. Woo! I feel better after that. Now we can't get sued.
It's no fun.
Yeah, it is. Well, Cal, everybody comes for one simple thing. They come to play along with case or no case.
Now it's time to play case.
Call
or
us
no
at 855. If you want to call in, look, if you want to call in at 855-529-7234. I know people don't like calling in and leaving talking about cases, but you don't have to get on the air. You can just call in and say, hey, Cal, I say this is the deal. So go ahead, Cal.
Like, after all of this winter's flooding, Cleve Daggerett saw something offshore of his oceanfront home in Oregon. A very nice sailboat. So Cleve decided he would go out there 15 miles off the coast, hooked up to the sailboat, and pulled it in. And then Jameson Rolls, about 15 miles up the coast, had posted his beloved vessel, the Wave Queen, was missing. Cleve said, it was more than 12 miles off the coast, and it was abandoned there for a while, and so it's in international waters. It's an abandoned vessel. So guess what? Mr. Daggerett says, it's mine. Whereas the previous owner says, no, it's mine. And, Fred, the question is, case or no case? Abandoned vessel, international waters, whose is it?
Well, you said, I guess the case is finders keepers, losers weepers, is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, there are some people who would claim that. I would
guess. Okay, finders keepers, losers weepers. Yeah. All right, that's what we'll call this one. Finders keepers.
Yes.
Put that down.
Yeah, put that down.
Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Yep. In the boat.
Yeah. International waters law. Actually, one of my attorneys has worked on that and handled those type of cases, but I don't do that. And the answer is no, it is not. Just because it's floating out in the middle of the ocean does not mean it's yours. You have not bargained for that. There is nothing that you have done to receive. That's what's called just enrichment. And again, I'm sure there's other laws on that that I don't know and I don't handle. So I'm going to say There's no way that this individual's can say it's his boat. The question is it a case? I'm going to say no, it's a scenario, but not a case.
Okay, Todd, what do you think about the case of Cleve Daggerett and the Wave Queen and the previous owner, Mr. Rolls?
Well, I think that the person that found it, who's claiming it,
Cleve Daggerett.
Cleve, mm-hmm. Needs to cleave unto a different understanding of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, he might not know whose boat that is, but he knows whose it isn't.
He knows it's not his.
He knows,
right?
It's not his boat.
Yeah.
And if he goes and hooks up the boat, even if in international waters, right, he goes and hooks up the boat and then takes it back to shore, takes it back to his locale. Now he's within the jurisdiction of that state.
Oregon.
And in possession of stolen property, because he knows, I mean, where you steal the property doesn't really matter. It's that you are in possession of something in a jurisdiction, and you know it's not yours, and you know it's stolen because you stole it. And so I think that it is a case, and I think that Cleve loses because, you know, there's probably something, and I don't know what it is, there's probably something that says, okay, maybe you have a claim to abandoned property, but you've got to establish it's been abandoned for a while. And, I mean, there are people that find sunken treasure of boats that sunk in, you know, the 1700s, where the governments of those countries like, hey,
that's ours.
That's ours. We're making a claim to that.
Queen Isabella, let's send that out. We want it back for Spain. Something like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. So I think Cleve loses on this
one.
Case Cleve loses.
Thank you, Todd, for that. Denise, what do you think about the matter of Daggerett versus Rolls and the matter of the Wave Queen?
Well, you got me thinking about, you know, the international waters. How far does it extend off the coast of a country? And there's some difference of opinions about that. And, you know, 15 miles would be 3 miles in international waters under some theories, but in others, it's 24 miles. I mean, there's just right now customary international law is a little different on that issue. So I just think that you made it up.
Now, why would you think such an
I don't know. Just intuition.
Doesn't sound right, huh?
Doesn't sound right.
Well, first off, in Oregon, international waters are 12 miles, and apparently it does vary from state to state. I have a nephew who is in maritime law in Seattle, and I just talked to him a few months ago, and I said, so how's it going? He said, you know, I gave up driving from Bremerton into Seattle. I now take my boat across the, so he commutes to work in a powerboat. So I say, good for him, making me jealous. But anyway,
that'd be nice.
He also told me about this scenario, which is
scenario.
Next hour, though, I want you to think about this one. Next hour, Michael Rowe and Microsoft. That's what we'll talk about next hour.
Did
on
you say
case,
no case?
No case?
I said no case.
Yep, no case.
So the only one that lost was Todd.
Well, did you see how much she relished that, Mr. Kunin?
I did. But hey, I'm a giver. And today, it's my role to give points back, as I got a lot of points last week.
But next hour, again, I want you to think about Microsoft, Michael Rowe. Remember Mike Rowe, the Dirty Jobs guy?
Yes, I do.
Mike Rowe Soft. Just think about it. Coming up next hour on Radio Law Talk, as we bring you Case or No Case. And that's Case or No Case for this hour.
So here's an interesting thing. Is it time to go already, Cal?
We've got a minute, yeah.
All right. An interesting thing is about this Connecticut samurai sword dude. We're going to talk about him. By the way, if you look at his picture, he's a freaking big boy. And he claims, or his attorneys claim, that he has bipolar disorder, and what he did during the murder was not himself, but some other type of person.
Hmm.
We'll be back after this.
I used to claim that in school. My dad never believed me. Coming up, more Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, the great all-star panel. We'll be back in just a little bit right here on this station. Stay tuned.
Radio Law Talk. local services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for...
Bread's the best.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Oh, we're having a good time. We're talking about Doug, and we're live on the air. Connecticut college student. Now, this individual, he's going to University of Connecticut, I believe. No, I don't want to say that because I'm not sure what school. It's a school in Connecticut. He's 26 years old. Or maybe 25 at the time, in May of 2000, that was earlier than that. So he's 26 now, so the murders occurred May 22nd, 2020. So you're talking, he was about 23. He's a big guy. He gets a samurai sword, and he just randomly goes in and breaks into someone's house, holds them hostage for 24 hours, kills a guy with the samurai sword, wounds another person. They talk to him about, okay, just leave, just go. So he gets out, and he goes in the truck and takes off, right? So he's already killed one guy with the samurai sword, wounded another. And then 2 days later, it says University of Connecticut student. That's the thing. So he shot another guy and then kidnaps the guy's girlfriend. He later released her in New Jersey. Then he's driving, cruising around, and they catch him in a truck stop, arrest him. So what's the defense to that? He pleads guilty. He pleads guilty.
He doesn't even go through trial. And honestly, his words are they're meaningful. They feel actual remorse.
Yeah, well, I think this is what his attorney said. He said he suffers from bipolar disease, anxiety, and psychotic episodes, and that was a psychotic episode. And that's what we were talking about before. I think anybody that's going out murdering people has got psychotic episodes, right? But the judge didn't have any of it and slapped him with just this Thursday. So he was convicted a number of months ago. It was, I believe, February they convicted him of murder. And the judge gave him 55 years. What is it, Todd, 225-year concurrent?
So what they did was, this for even one of them, he could have gotten 55 years. He got 55 years for both, but they run them concurrently as opposed to consecutive. Consecutive, 55, maybe that'd be 110 years.
Correct.
So by running them concurrently, they run them at the same
time. Side by side?
Yeah, at the same time, side by side. So I get the feeling that the judge took into consideration his mental health defense.
Absolutely.
Took into consideration that, but by the same token, he took the lives of people.
Samurai sword, too. Brutal.
In Connecticut, they had already gotten rid of the death penalty, so he wasn't looking at a death penalty. And he actually said in court that there's no words that can possibly atone for what I did. I'm so sorry. And he seemed to be very sorry and very understanding of his condition. And you know what?
I don't feel sorry for a guy that's – I'm sorry, but I'm a bad person, maybe, because I do not feel sorry for him one bit.
Well, if anyone he hadn't have pled guilty, he might have had a defense.
Well, the thing is, what I'm trying to say is I could see having a psychotic – I get it. And I worry about crazy people just walking in wherever you are, anybody, and just go, I had a psychotic episode. I get that to some degree when he chops someone up with a samurai sword. But then later on, I'm thinking about this, maybe there's – he kills another person. So it's not like, okay, I kind of went crazy for a little bit and had a psychotic episode. And I know some psychologists are going, Mr. Penny, they can go on for weeks or
months.
2 weeks, months. And I get that, but I'm still not feeling sorry.
I knew somebody that believed he was in a game with a car, and he went and hit and killed a whole bunch of people
car. I believe that.
Because he, inside his mind, he was in that game.
Yes. No, I believe that.
So,
but it's
mental illness is...
But then you got these families. It just ruined these families. Just absolutely just... I don't know. I don't know. I feel for the families more than I do for the person with the psychotic episode.
Is mental capacity, that's a defense, right?
Well, it can be a defense. It looks, in this case, because he entered a plea, that the mental capacity was not used as a defense to what he did. It was used as a factor in mitigation to argue to the court what the appropriate sentence should be. So it's not, I'm not guilty because I have a mental defect. It is, this is why I shouldn't get life without parole. This is why I shouldn't get 110 years versus, and to his credit, I mean, look, we only saw a portion of his statement.
Yeah, that's true.
But to his credit, when he made a statement, it wasn't reported that he used the mental health as any sort of an excuse. The lawyer could, and lawyers will do that. He was pretty focused on his statement. I'm sorry. Words will never be able to express how sorry I am, and I don't deserve forgiveness. I am sorry. He didn't say, I would never do this, but I was out of my mind, and it was during the pandemic, and it was
right.
he accepted responsibility, which is another factor that the court can consider, which is acceptance right. of responsibility without forcing to go through a trial.
He clearly had mental issues. I'm not disagreeing with that. I mean, someone that uses a samurai sword to walk in and break in someone's house and whack them all up for no reason, pretty much.
But do we sacrifice their lives on the altar of his mental illness? I mean, that's what I'm kind of hearing here, and I'm thinking,
no, I don't.
Whoa, that's a tough thing to consider.
I don't see it like that.
I know.
Again,
I get that. Yeah.
And I want to be clear. The mental illness was not used as a defense to the conduct. It was not used to say, I should not be found not guilty.
Or at least I should not be
exonerated of having done anything because of the mental illness. The only time it came up was, as the attorneys were arguing, the appropriate sentence under these circumstances is this. And I think the judge took all that into consideration and gave him 55 years.
Yeah, he could have, you know, been put in a mental institution, for example,
yeah, right.
and have to be there until he was competent to stand trial.
Right.
And the problem with the bipolar disorder is that it is never the same for every person. It is always different. And to be honest, there's not a whole lot of medications that will last for a person's lifetime to keep them normalized.
That's scary, though.
Yeah, it has to
scary
be
that
compounded.
They're walking around.
Changed.
Yeah, we're walking around. We'll be back.
Tough situation. We've got more coming up on Radio Law Talk right here on your local radio station in many cases. And if it's not there, it's always available at RadioLawTalk.com. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. New this Saturday, the Israeli government says it believes 14 hostages will be released by Hamas. The four-day pause in the war appears to be holding for a second day. On Friday, 13 Israeli citizens released, along with 10 Thai and one Filipino citizen. In other news, a number of lawsuits filed pertaining to abortion laws in Ohio. Here's USA's Skip Kelly.
Ohio's newly passed constitutional amendments regarding abortion and reproductive rights, set to take effect on December 7th, are now facing uncertainties as existing lawsuits on abortion-related matters continue through the courts. The amendment securing an individual's right to make reproductive decisions was supported by a 57% majority in a recent vote. This marks the seventh consecutive victory for supporters of abortion access in statewide votes since the Supreme Court overturned constitutional protections.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. That is Armadillo.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We're about ready to jump into the L.A. school lawsuit. That's very interesting, what happened, and sad. But we want to backtrack. We're talking about the samurai sword guy that claimed that he had bipolar disorder. He didn't. His lawyer claimed that pled guilty and got 55 years. Let's talk about the difference between competency and insanity plea. Because don't forget, we're talking about the Lori Vallow case that's going on. In fact, we didn't follow up with any Vallow. It must not have been going on this week.
I sent you a little information, but there was...
Nothing much happened this
nothing
week.
Nothing earth-shaking. It was about her son.
Yeah.
It was about the one surviving...
Right.
Child.
We saw his sister's picture in the courtroom
and
said,
upset.
That's my sister, and that was
I know that. But anyway, we're going to talk about the competency, and that Lori Vallow was found incompetent to stand trial, then she was basically rehabilitated where she could be competent to stand trial. And then there's the insanity plea, the famous Hinckley, who came from a very wealthy family. Hinckley that tried to kill President Reagan and actually
shot him
and Brady was the Secretary of State?
Press Secretary. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he got shot in the head and he was paralyzed. Is he still alive? I don't know if he's still alive.
I think he's passed, but the bill that came out of that was called the Brady Gun Bill.
And so let's talk about the difference between that, because we were talking during the break and we said we got to bring that up. Todd and Denise, you had a good conversation about that.
Yeah, I mean, look, the difference... I guess the best way to look at the difference between these two, because in Lori Vallow we heard that she was found incompetent to stand trial, and there's a lot of knee-jerk reaction from folks going, "What? Well, she clearly did it," and those are two different things. Incompetent to stand trial has to do with the mental state of the person while the trial proceedings, pre-trial, and then trial proceedings are going on. The insanity defense has
Doesn't it also tie to the the constitutional rights of being able to assist counsel in your defense?
Yes.
So that's kind of where that right arises.
But my point is, we'll get to that in a second. My point is, at what point in time is the mental defect that we're talking about germane to the criminal proceedings? And the competency to stand trial deals with all of those issues, but it deals with the time while the trial is happening or pretrial. It's why the criminal proceedings are going on. The insanity defense looks at the mental state of the individual at the time of the offense. Now, sometimes you'll have both. You have somebody that has insanity as a defense, and they're incompetent to stand trial because that competency was diminished the entire time.
Don't those type of people usually get then confirmed basically to a mental health institution or something?
So what happens is, let's take the competency to stand trial. This is Lori Vallow's case. She was deemed incompetent, not competent to stand trial because of her mental state. And what happens is, once the court makes the determination that a person is not competent to stand trial, then they go to a mental hospital, usually state-run mental hospital, where they undertake to restore the person to competency. Once the person is, quote, restored to competency, and that's what happened with Lori Vallow, they then go back to the jurisdiction and they face trial. So that incompetency ruling on that issue does not work as a defense to the underlying crime itself. It just makes it so that they can participate and understand what's going on as the trial goes forward. You compare that to what Hinckley had, who shot former President Reagan. He was mentally insane, legally insane at the time, to the extent that he could not be held accountable for his actions at the time of the offense. And, well, he was found not guilty of attempted murder of the president. Of the 1981 assassination attempt, he was found not guilty by reason of insanity because the jury believed that he was not in his right mind, that he was legally insane at the time and therefore not culpable for his conduct.
And he was also sent to a state mental health facility, and for a long time he didn't get out. And then you started to hear about, it was about 10 years ago, that he was getting weekend visits with his parents,
mm-hmm.
and people were all up in arms, how can he be out already, and all of that. And now I do think he's actually been restored to his parents, and he's living with his parents now, which a lot of people are upset about, but he now has had I'm pretty sure. I know he was having weekend visits with his parents. So
yeah, I believe he was released recently. I want to say it was within the last year.
It has been fairly recent, yes. But he has been essentially released. I mean, yes. He's kind of out, yeah.
Yeah, he's out of the mental health facility.
Yeah, so he was, yeah, a federal judge ruled that he could be released. And that ruling came down in July of 2016. And, look, after a judge makes that determination that somebody can be released, obviously there's a period there where you have to find the appropriate jurisdiction. I mean, it's not like they just open the doors and let somebody go. The determination that somebody can be released is usually what they don't say is released with conditions.
Yeah.
And they have to make sure that the environment that they go to is suitable and the public has an opportunity to object. It's quite a proceeding to find appropriate living conditions.
But they still probably have a probation officer that follows them around because he's probably on probation. Is he released or probably just on probation?
You know, that's a good question. Is there probation after you've been sent to a mental facility?
Well, it...
He has to report. I know he has to report that he didn't wander so far, didn't go unsupervised. I mean, there are some conditions. At least there were back then, as I recall, but it's been a while. So.
And it was phased, that what we've heard recently, so that was in 2016.
Yeah.
It was phased as of 2022. It was June 15th, 2022. He was fully released, no restrictions.
Yeah.
So he can move and go and anywhere.
Yep.
Wow. Because I remember when that happened.
I do, too.
Oh, I do, too.
41 years, 2 months, and 15 days.
Well, he served a long time.
And Jodie Foster still doesn't return his calls. I mean, this was the...
That is so...
It's so sad.
He did that to get the attention of Jodie Foster.
Isn't that weird?
I had forgotten all about it.
Yeah, that was his underlying thing.
That would be difficult to let that guy...
Yeah, Jodie Foster maybe should...
I'll call him back.
Make sure she has security.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's mean. Ridiculous. Here we are making an assumption that
obviously.
But it just seems like the other day he should. This, I don't know. Maybe it's me. It felt like the other day this happened.
I wonder if.
It's you.
I just wonder if at any time John Hinckley has seen Silence of the Lambs.
Good question.
Because what would happen if his idol, Jodie Foster, in a movie dealing with that subject matter. I would think if there's one movie that is on the do not watch list for him, I would think that would be it. But
wow,
who knows?
And the other one I wonder about is the assassin of John Lennon, Mark David Chapman. I don't know what became of him.
Oh, that's true. I wonder what happened. Did he get convicted?
Well, that was in England, wasn't it?
No, that was in New York.
He was in New York. He was
convicted. Right across from Central Park.
Yeah, he was
right
convicted.
In his apartment.
I was watching Monday Night Football when the announcement was made.
Yeah. My husband still, that was his hero.
Yeah, I was working in a newsroom at the time, and, you know, obviously it was a four bell on the Associated Press and all of that, but
yeah.
I just don't recall whatever came of him. I was trying to Google it.
I don't remember either.
We'll look it up during the break and come back.
We will. We'll answer.
Really quick, in L.A., Los Angeles School District, there's a 13-year-old boy that is running during P.E. and falls down and collapses while jogging. They have great attempts to do CPR. It takes 12 minutes to get the paramedics there. The big issue is they have a defibrillator at the school that apparently the argument is by the plaintiffs and the parents sue the school district because they could have got the defibrillator, and there's dueling experts, obviously, but that they claim that could have saved their son, who died 2 years later. Basically, he was a vegetable because he didn't get enough oxygen to his brain and his organs. But he had a pre-existing medical condition is the argument. Well, they won a $15 million lawsuit. So
Wow. The
question is, their argument was, that is the plaintiff's argument is, the principal did not notify the teachers that they had this device. That's their argument. And so very interesting. Make sure that those of you school people, if you have a defibrillator, know how to use it and help those kids out if they go down, because kids are going down. When we come back, we're going to talk about a 13-year post-murder of a spouse, and why 13 years later this individual is being convicted. We'll be back
next on Radio Law Talk with Fred, Todd, and Denise. Stay tuned as the show continues.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
All right, we're back to talk about a 13 years ago, about a death that now a murder charges were brought. By the way, shout out to... I think it's Keith from Alaska called in and asked a question, but thanks for calling in, Keith. And Cal Hunter was able to talk to him. So here's the situation. The situation is, in April 2010, a 911 dispatcher gets this call, and this is in St. Paul, Minnesota, and the frantic calls from a Heidi Furcus. Heidi Furcus is 25. She's married to a guy by the name of Nick Furcus, who's 27. She says someone's breaking into her home. And next thing you know, that's then a call back that it is by the husband, Nick Furcus, and says, my wife's been shot, somebody broke into our house, and I've been shot. And he's been shot in the thigh. Heidi dies. She's murdered. Well, she dies and supposedly, you know, murdered by this person or whoever. But as they come and they do an investigation, they find this is a follow this story. They find it kind of suspicious because there's no real proof of any breaking and entering. They take the dogs. They start looking around the neighborhood, around the area. There's no proof of footprints or breaking and entering. Everything just seems a little bit, you know, weird. Now, his argument is, how does his wife get shot? It wasn't by the people breaking in. It was the struggle and the fight.
Yeah.
His shotgun, quote, discharges and hits his wife and hits him during this struggle. And as he claimed the people broke and entered, there was an absolute, like, pristine scene. They had a table right at the entry where they said that he was claiming they broke in. That was not, you know, disheveled, not hit, not pushed. It was in the same spot, right? You think if there's a fight going on over the gun, there would have been, you know, thrown into a table and something would have happened.
Well, they could have been obsessive compulsive burglars that, you know, wanted to keep the area neat.
Yes, I'm sure.
Sure.
Yeah, and his defense lawyer, by the way, the defense lawyer of this husband, and I'm going to tell you when this defense comes up, said, "Oh, well, the burglar had gloves on, and therefore gloves on and one other thing, but everything was so tidy." And just, you know, just perfect. And he describes it as a black male. And they said, okay, then why don't you come on in and do a drawing of what this black male looked like? And all of a sudden his attorney said, which he has the right to do, I'm not talking anymore. But the attorney and the client, they have a sketch artist of themselves sent in the sketch. And it looked like this actual individual, some lady called up and says, it looks like this man that has been burglarizing the area, which he had. But guess what? He had been incarcerated at the time of this incident. So there's no way he could have. So they said, no, it wasn't that guy. So let's jump forward. He gets remarried. They don't charge him with anything. This is a cold case. He gets remarried to this other gal. And by the way, we got to back up 1 second. At the time of this incident of the first wife, they are about ready to lose their house. And the thing is, the prosecutor's argument is that was what his issue was. He didn't want to be embarrassed to tell people he was going to lose the house.
Because they were about ready to lose the house, but the deceased, the wife who died, knew nothing
right.
of the financial difficulties. Nobody knew that their finances were in such a shambles that they were about to lose their house.
They actually were going to be evicted.
That's right. That's right. And
the next day.
Yeah, the very next day.
And this happens where his wife ends up dead.
Wow. Okay, now, wow. Fast forward, he gets remarried. Has three children with his wife,
yes.
And it's 13 years later.
He meets his second wife 2 months after his first wife
yep.
was killed.
I wonder
right.
if he put the incident on his Tinder profile.
Well, at least it wasn't at the funeral. I mean, really.
Well, that's, yeah.
Could have been much
worse. Well, good for him. So what he does is 13 years later, he has this, he doesn't get married, but right soon afterwards, he gets married to this gal, has three kids. 13 years later, they're having financial difficulties again.
Right. His parents had bought them a house, and the
right.
deal was you guys pay the property taxes.
That's it.
That's
it.
All you have to pay, property taxes. And guess what? He didn't pay the property taxes.
And they're about ready to be kicked out again.
Wow. Yeah.
And so what does the new wife say to herself? You know, this sounds a little familiar to the first wife.
Hmm.
And what happened to the first wife? She got offed by, quote, somebody. So she says, I'm going to get out of here, and divorces him.
Now I do want to say one thing. As far as the timing is concerned, it was actually along around 2017, 2018 that they start having financial difficulty, he and his new wife.
Right.
They divorced in 2018.
Right.
And it was after this... She reported to the police, ultimately, when the police started looking into this, a very interesting conversation she had with her husband
right.
when she found out that despite the agreement they had with the parents and how the bills were going to be paid for the house and everything, that they were in financial trouble about to lose the house, and she confronts her husband with it.
Right.
And
records him, by the way.
And records him and says... And she said, this is her to him. She says, the fact that you're lying was so easy for you to do in front of me over and over and over makes me think, at which point he cuts her off and says, that I could murder my wife.
Ooh.
And she says, yes.
Wow.
And
that's huge.
Isn't it?
That's so close to being an admission.
Yeah.
Right? An admission of guilt. So close.
So they open it back up in 2019, the investigation.
So
of
she
the
calls the cops
death.
After this conversation. Right. Is that what happened? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So they reopen it. They reach out to the FBI, and they do a reconstruct sound data from the 911 call to see, you know, he's calling like, you know, there's someone's breaking in. And she calls first, and then he calls. And sure enough, there is basically silence in the background other than the two people that were there. There's no evidence of any sound. Someone breaking in, someone walking, someone else, nothing.
And there, think about the perfect scenario. I wake up in the middle of the night and I say to my husband, honey, somebody's breaking in the house. You call the cops. I'm going to go get my gun. Right? Well, and then he calls 911 and says somebody's breaking in the house, and then I use my gun to kill him.
Now here's
that's
the
like
thing.
A pretty good scenario.
And that is, but how did he get her to call?
Call 911. I'm going to get my gun.
Oh, okay. That's probably why she's probably saying someone. He probably told her, "Hey, someone's breaking in," and that's why she did that.
You can see now. This is where I'm hypothesizing here. But if they're both in bed asleep, and he wakes her up and says, "I heard somebody downstairs,"
right?
You know, everything she is saying is based upon what he would have told her.
Correct.
That makes sense.
So,
I mean, it actually is kind of a. I hate to say this, but it was kind of a brilliant scheme. I mean, honestly,
but
get
for the
victim
fact
to call 911.
But for the fact that it's rife with motive once the financial dealings come out, and here's
doesn't it smell like Murdaugh?
Exactly. I remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about Murdaugh, and I even said, I don't know, what you kill your wife and son because you want to throw the dogs off the.
Did he have a son at the time? Did they have one? I don't think they had a.
Murdaugh. My issue with Murdaugh was really your theory is he killed his wife and son because he was having financial trouble. Who would do that? Well,
this guy maybe.
This guy's being charged with that very scenario.
But the next question is, did they still get kicked out of the house after the murder?
He bought time.
Oh, I see.
So here's the... When we come back, we got the end of this and what happens. It does come to a head, and we're going to tell you what happens. So stick with us. Hour three, we're going to drop the bomb as to what happened. It's very interesting.
So much good stuff coming your way on Radio Law Talk. Don't miss any of it. If your radio station locally gives way and does not carry the third hour, just go over to RadioLawTalk.com. And if your station carries it in off hours, please remember, you can hear the show live anytime at RadioLawTalk.com, 9 to noon every Saturday, Pacific time, 9 to noon, and it's all free. That's all on RadioLawTalk.com, and we'll be back.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.